enjoy my learning.
Excellent. Good morning.
You're going to enjoy and much appreciate.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining. And today is the yard site of Reuven Ben Moshe, Dr. Robert Appel, Mrs. Agus Shetichya, Lahavu Ben Achayim Vaachayim, Mrs. Agus' father. So may our learning of the daf be a zchut, a merit li'ilui nishmato, and a merit to his wonderful family, all of his descendants who have such a love for Torah and for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. All right, let's start with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. The Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Bet deals with Erev Pesach and eating chametz. Min HaTorah, based on Torah law, already at the beginning of the seventh hour, you need to get rid of the chametz. You can't eat chametz anymore, and you must destroy the chametz. The Torah says, "Ach b'yom rishon," meaning in the middle of that first day, "Tashbisu," you shall destroy sa'or mibateichem. Get rid of chametz from your homes. We're going to see in the Mishnah that the Chachamim added to this. The Torah would say from the beginning of the seventh hour, you need to get rid of the chametz. The rabbis say even a little bit before that, get rid of the chametz, because people in those days did not have clocks, did not have watches. People sometimes get confused with the time. They think it's the sixth hour, they think it's the middle of the sixth hour, it's really the seventh hour, the middle of the seventh hour. And therefore people might end up violating the law if we actually just stayed with the Torah law. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlen kol chamesh. You can eat chametz for the full 5 hours. Rabbi Meir says, Ochlen kol chamesh. You can eat chametz on the full 5 hours. V'sorfen, but you have to start burning the chametz b'tchila sheish, in the beginning of the sixth hour. Explains Rashi. Even though biblically the entire sixth hour you should be allowed to eat the chametz. Gazur Rabbanan Allah, the rabbis made a decree. Dil Matai, maybe somebody will make a mistake. V'savar al hashviyis shishishis. And he might think that the seventh hour is really the sixth hour. So therefore already in the beginning of the sixth hour, you need to burn the chametz. Aval hachamishis lo toy lemeimer al hashviyis shehi chamishis umutr. But the fifth hour, no one's going to confuse with the seventh hour. And therefore in the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to keep eating the chametz. So again, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlen kol chametz. You can eat the full 5 hours. The sorfen, you have to burn the chametz. Betchila sheish, in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlen kol arba. No, you can only eat chametz for the first 4 hours of Erev Pesach. Betolen kol chametz. In the fifth hour, you have to just leave the chametz. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. Why? Because according to Yehuda, a person might think that the seventh hour is really the fifth hour. And if we allow him to eat in the fifth hour, he's going to be eating them whether it's really the seventh hour, thinking that it's the fifth hour. Now, we're not going to make him burn the chametz in the fifth hour. He can still get hana, but in the sixth hour, he can't even get hana, because then you might confuse the sixth hour with the seventh hour. So Yehuda says, Ochlen kol arba, you can eat for the first 4 hours, Tolan kol chamesh, in the fifth hour, you don't eat the chametz, but you can get benefit. The sor from etchila sheish, you burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda said there was even a signal system in Beis Hamikdash. Rodam Rabbi Yehuda read us it further. Shnei chalos shel tov psulos munachos al gab itzteba. There were two loaves of disqualified karbanos toda. You know, the karban toda gets 40 loaves. So 10 are chametz and 30 are matzah. There'd be two loaves of disqualified Toda loaves, and they would be put on the platform, on the Itztaba, in the Beis HaMikdash, because Manshu and Achos, when both of them were there, that was a signal, the Kalam Ochlin, all the people could be eating chametz. Nitla Achas, once one of them was removed, Tolan, that was a sign to all, to stop the eating of chametz. Lo Ochlin, now they wouldn't eat, but Lo Sorfin, they wouldn't burn the chametz either. Nitla Shtein, once the second one's removed, so then, Itchilu Kalam Sorfin, that's the beginning of the sixth hour, and then everybody starts burning the chametz. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Gamliel says like this, Chulin Nechol and Kol Arba, if the chametz is not truma, so then you have the law of Rabbi Yehuda. You can only eat it for the first 4 hours, and then in the fifth hour don't eat, and the sixth hour start burning. But when you have chametz, which is truma, and we know that there's an aveira destroying the truma, so we should try to preserve the option of eating the truma as long as possible. With truma, about truma, kol chamesh, you can eat the truma for the full 5 hours. The sorfen, you burn it, in the beginning of the sixth hour. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to get involved in the question of, do we assume that people are a little bit off in their timing? Again, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches. Do we assume that when somebody says it's fifth hour of the morning, he might be making a little bit of a mistake? It was really fourth hour, or it was really sixth hour. A person can be an hour off. Do we assume that people are a little bit off? Or do we assume no? People know their timing. So it's not us. We had a Mishnah in Masechta the Sanhedrin in regards to the issue of witnesses. So let's say you have two witnesses. They come in and they testify that they saw Jack kill Mark. So now the court has to cross-examine them. We went to the Mishnah. Echad Omer, Mishnayim B'chodesh. One of the witnesses says, yeah, it was on a second day of the month that Jack killed Mark. Echad Omer, the other one says, no, it was B'shlosha, it was on the third day of the month. So if there's a contradiction about the dating, Edusin Kayemes, the testimony still lasts. We would still possibly put Jack to death. The witnesses are contradicting each other. No, they're not contradicting each other. They're both talking about the same event. One said it was on the second day of the month. The other one said it was on the third day of the month. That's an understandable discrepancy. One is aware that this month was made 30 days, so he knows that the day is really the second of the month. And the other one didn't know that the month was made 30 days. He thought that the month was 29 days. So that's why he thought it was the third of the month. However, Echad Omer B'Shlosha, if one says the event happened on the third of the month, Echad Omer B'Chamisha, the other one says the event happened on the fifth of the month, that's not a discrepancy that we can reconcile, then Edusim B'Teila, then their testimony is rejected. Next case, Echad Omer B'Shteishos, one witness said it happened at the second hour of the morning. Echad Omer, the other witness, says it happened B'Shaloshos, in the third hour of the morning. That's not a contradiction. Edusin Kayemes, that testimony is still good. Echad Omer B'Shalosh, one says it happened in the third hour. Echad Omer B'Chamesh, one says it happened in the fifth hour. So the same way, being one off in terms of the dates is okay, but two off in terms of the dates is not okay. The same is true with hours, according to Rabbi Meir. If one's in the second hour and the other one's in the third hour, it's still kosher testimony. But once in the third hour, once in the fifth hour, Edusan B'Teila, the testimony is now thrown out. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the view of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. From third hour to fifth hour, people make mistakes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that case, one guy said it was on the third hour of the morning, the other one said it was the fifth hour of the morning. They both talk about the same event. They're just off with their clocks. Edusan Kayemes, that case, the testimony would be good. But Echad Omer B'Chamesh, one said it was in the fifth hour of the morning, which is still morning. Echad Omer B'Sheva, the other one said it was in the seventh hour of the morning, which is already afternoon. Now I do some B'Tzela. That would be what would disqualify their testimony, because you can't say they both talk about the same event, but they're just making a mistake. This one thought it was this hour, that one thought it was that hour. They're talking about the same thing. No, because B'Chamesh, Chama B'Mizrach, The fifth hour, the sun is still in the east. B'sheva, on the seventh hour, Chama B'mayrav, the sun is already in the west. And people don't make such a big mistake between morning and afternoon. Was it in the morning or the afternoon? They're not talking about the same event. If one thought it was the morning, and the other one claims it was the afternoon. All right, that's the argument. So we have an argument in Masechet Sanhedrin about a two-hour gap or a two-hour discrepancy. According to Rabbi Meir, the testimony is thrown out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the testimony could be reconciled if it's third hour to fifth hour. But from fifth hour to seventh hour, then the testimony would be thrown out. So now we're going to see three explanations of this argument. First, we have two explanations of Abaye. Explanation of Abaye number one. Amar Abaye said, "Kishatim siloma." When you are precise and try to be careful about what each one is saying, the divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, ein adam tov lo klum. People are not going to be really off at all. A person knows the time of when anything happens, and whatever he says, he's precise about what he says. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, adam tov chatzi shah. Well, you can have a discrepancy of a half hour between two, because people might make a mistake on a half hour. The divrei Rabbi Meir, adam tov lo klum. According to Rabbi Meir, people don't make a mistake at all. So therefore, kihava, maisa kihava, this event that they're talking about, was when Mei Baktarti, was when the second hour was leaving, Umeyatlas, and the third hour was entering. So Hadakamar Shtaim, the guy who says it wasn't the second hour, because he means Besov Shtaim, at the end of the second hour. Hadakamar Shalosh, the one who says it's in the third hour, what he means is Betchila Shalosh, the beginning of the third hour, because it was happening at the as one hour was ending and another hour was entering. It's just a few minute difference. But if one were to say it was in the third hour, and the other one says in the fifth hour, there's no way to reconcile it. There's no way to say that they're both talking about the same moment. So then certainly it's no good. It's not a good testimony. But a divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Gorgei Rabbi Yehuda, one guy can say the third hour, and the other one say the fifth hour, and we'll still accept the testimony. Because Adam Toeh B'chatzisha, people sometimes are a half hour off. So therefore, really what happened when one guy said the third hour and the other guy said the fifth hour, Maisa Kihava, the event was B'palga, the Arbahava, was in the middle of the fourth hour. The event was in the middle of the fourth hour. Amar Shalosh, the one who said third hour, what he means is Sof Shalosh, the end of the third hour. V'katoy Paga D'Shaita L'Kameh, and he was making a mistake of a half hour by putting the event, really the event was a half hour earlier. I'm saying, really the event was a half hour later than what he said. And his assessment is a half hour off. So he says three. What he means is the end of three. And really it was at three and a half. It was really halfway into the fourth hour. Hadakamar Chamesh, the one who said fifth hour, what he meant was not the end of fifth hour. He meant the beginning of fifth hour. Tchilas Chamesh. V'katzai Pagad Shaita L'Achor. He meant the beginning of fifth hour. And really it was happening at the middle of fourth and a half, in the middle of the fourth hour. That's when it really happened. When he says fifth hour, he means the beginning of fifth hour. So really he's just making a mistake in his dating of a half hour past when it happened. Alright, that's the first explanation of Abaye. Explanation number two of Abaye. Ikadami, others say, Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this to explain the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Kishatim Zalomar, when you are careful and you think about it deeply, you'll find the following. Lidiv Rabbi Meir, Kontra Rabbi Meir, Adam Toa Mashu. People might make a little bit of a mistake, a little bit off in terms of their timing, of their dating of the timing. Lidiv Rabbi Yehuda, Kontra Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Sha'a Vimashu. A person makes a mistake, which is reasonable, of an hour and a little bit. So Lidiv Rabbi Meir, Adam Toa Mashu. Kontra Rabbi Meir, a person makes a mistake about a little something. The event was Obasov Shtaimav, either at the end of the second hour, Obatchila Shalosh, or the beginning of the third hour. Chad Ninayu, one of them was Ms. Toamashu, made a mistake about something, right? So, of a little bit. So the guy who said second hour, could be that was the time. The guy who said third hour was a little bit off. It was really the end of the second hour. He's saying third hour, he's making a mistake on a little bit. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toah, Shalomashu, a person can make a mistake even on an hour with a little bit. So therefore, Maisa Kiyava, the event was Obasov Shalosh, may have been at the end of the third hour, Obatchilas Chamesh, or the beginning of the fifth hour. And therefore, Chad Minayu Katoy Shomashu. The one who said three, maybe was an hour and a little bit before it. The one who said five was the right time. The one who, if it happened at the end of the third hour, the one who said five was a little bit past it. And the one who said three was at the right time, because it really happened at the end of the third hour. So these are the two explanations of Abaye. Either according to Yehuda, a person makes a mistake on a half hour, or according to Yehuda, a person makes a mistake on an hour plus. Also, Rav Huna bade Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, went. Amar l'shmaitz, he told these two versions. Kameh de Rava, in front of Rava. So Rava didn't like it. Rava didn't like it. Amar Rava said, I don't understand. Uma ilu daikina bahade sadi. Now, if we would have checked these witnesses further, one guy said third hour, one guy said fifth hour. And if we really press them, when during the third hour, when during the fifth hour? And if it would turn out to hide the Amar Shalosh, the one who said third hour, what he means really is Tchila Shalosh, the beginning of the third hour. I had the Amar Chamesh, and the guy who said fifth hour, what he really means was Sof Chamesh, the end of the fifth hour. Bahavya Edus Mukheshes. So now you'd have testimony which is really contradicted, because they have a gap of almost 3 hours. Right? The beginning of the third hour to the end of the fifth hour is almost a 3 hour gap, and nobody says people make a mistake on such a large amount. So then, lo katlina, we wouldn't be able to kill the person who is the victim of this testimony, because it is contradicted testimony. So how could it be then, anan nekum niklum isveka? One guy said third hour, one guy said fifth hour. We say, okay, yeah, what it probably means is, fifth hour probably means the beginning of the fifth hour. Third hour probably means the end of the third hour. Therefore, it's an okay testimony. We can kill with that. What do you mean? You can kill with that? You don't know for sure that it's not contradicted testimony. It may be contradicted testimony, because one guy may be meaning the end of fifth hour and the other one may be meaning the beginning of third hour. So if there's a possibility to acquit somebody, how do you put somebody to death? Doesn't the Torah say, Vishab Rahman Amra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in his compassion, the Shaftua Eda, the congregation, the court are to judge. But Vitzilua Eda, the congregation, the court is supposed to save. Elama Ravas, therefore Rava said, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, Kodesh Rabbi Meir, Adam Toash, Deshos, Chaser Mashu. People make mistakes in their timing of things of 2 hours minus a little bit. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toash, Shaloshos, Chaser Mashu. A person would make a mistake of a little bit less than 3 hours. According to Meir, a person makes a mistake on a little bit less than 2 hours. And according to Yehuda, a person makes a mistake on a little bit less than 3 hours. So the Divrei Meir, according to Meir, who says it? If one guy said it was the second hour, the other witness said it was the third hour, it's an okay testimony. Because Adam Toesh, Deshos, Chaser Mashu, people could be off when they're a little bit less than 2 hours. Therefore, even Maisa Kiyavo Batchila Shtayim, the event may have occurred at the beginning of the second hour. Obasov Shalosh, and it could still have occurred at the end of the third hour. Chai Minayo Katovish Teshos Chasir Mashu. And then when one guy says third hour, the other one says second hour, okay, one is getting it right, meaning the end of the third hour, and the other one's being a little bit less than 2 hours off. When he says second hour, and he means the beginning of the second hour, a little bit less than 2 hours off. The Divrei Yehuda, according to Yehuda, though, Adam Torah Shaloshos Chaser Mashu. A person might be a little bit less than 3 hours off. Therefore, Rav Yehuda said, even if one witness said hour 3 and the other witness said hour 5, it's an okay testimony. Because Ma'isa Kiyava, the event that actually occurred was O B'Tchila Shalosh, may have been at the beginning of the third hour. O B'Sof Chamesh could have been at the end of the fifth hour. Chad Minayar Kato Shaloshos Chaser Mashu. Even if the event was at the end of the fifth hour, so the one who said 3, so he's a little bit less than 3 hours off. But that's a normal mistake. All right, it's not. Mishnah goes on, the Masechta Sanhedrin. We know that witnesses get cross-examined when they come in to say that they saw Jack kill Mark. So we now might kill Jack because of this, so we have to cross-examine the witnesses. The big thing that makes witnesses credible is the fact that they might suffer the very fate that they are trying to impose on somebody else. This is called Edim Zomamin. When we have scheming witnesses, witnesses that were plotting. So then we give to them what they were trying to plot and put on somebody else. How do we do that? If a second set of witnesses comes in and says, listen, you two, Reuven and Shimon, say you saw Jack kill Mark on Monday morning on East Palisade Avenue in Englewood, New Jersey at 10 o'clock. But you guys are lying, because Monday morning at 10 o'clock, You were not on East Palisade Avenue in Englewood, New Jersey. You were with us in Trenton, New Jersey, on Capitol Avenue at 10 o'clock. So that's called Imanu Hayisim. You were with us at the time that you claim you saw the event. Therefore, the second set is believed. The first set is now rendered plotters. And the plotters get put to death because they were trying to put Jack to death. They get put to death. So the fact that a witness who gets up to testify knows that he might end up getting the fate that he's trying to impose on somebody else is what makes it a kosher testimony. He's not going to take risks, right? It's just lie and make things up, because then others will come in and disprove him and give to him what he's trying to do to somebody else. This is the process of Edom Zognan. So we look to the Mishnah. Whenever two witnesses come, so first the court, are you both kin osan b'sheva chakiros? The court checks each witness individually on seven questions. They ask each one seven questions to set him up for the possibility of hazama. Because if he doesn't answer these questions, if we don't have an answer from him, a definitive answer from him on these questions, then we're not able to create Edom Zognan. So for example, what are the questions? Beis HaShavua. Each year is actually part of a seven-year cycle. It's a seven-year Shemitah cycle. So 1 year is the first year of the Shemitah cycle, then the second year, then you get to the seventh year. So there were many, many Shemitahs. So they ask him, which Shemitah cycle was it? Was it Shemitah cycle number 50, 51, 52? Then Be'ez HaShana, what year within the Shemitah cycle was it? Then Be'ez HaChodesh, what month did it happen? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ez HaYom, what day of the week? Be'ez HaShah, what hour of the day? Be'ez HaMakman, in what place? Okay, then they have other questions, B'dikos. You know, let's call them probing questions. What was the guy wearing? You know, was he happy? Was he sad? Other questions that are not really necessary for Hazama, but if they contradict each other on that, at least we can now throw them out and maybe save the man's life. So, now into the Mishnah. Ma ben Chakiros Libedikos. What's the difference between the questions that are called Chakira questions and the questions called Bedika questions? Answer is Chakiros Amar Echemen Eni Yodea. To one of the Chakira questions, let's say, what year was it? What day of the week? If one of the witnesses says, I don't know, they do some potato, we throw out the whole testimony. But Bedikos, if somebody says, I don't know what color shirt the guy was wearing, a few Shneimom Eni Yodim, if they both say they don't know, they do some Kayemis, the testimony is good. Okay, Vavinaba, and then we try to understand this Mishnah. Maishna Chakiros, Maishna Bedikos. Why is there a difference in the law? Why is it that when it comes to the Chakiros, if somebody says he doesn't know, we throw out the testimony? But in regards to Bedikos, if both of them say they don't know, we don't throw out the testimony. So the Gemara explains, Vavina, we answered Chakiros in regards to the Chakiros. Amar Echemen, Eni Yodea, do some Betela. If one of them says he doesn't know, we throw out the testimony. Because now it's a testimony where there's no option of making this guy an Eid Zomein. Because the only way to make him an Eid Zomein is for the other witnesses to come and say, Imanu Hayisem Osasha, you were with us at that time. But we didn't even know what the time is to be able to say what time he was with us. So, an Eidos, but Bedikos, the questions of Bedikos, even if the guy doesn't know what color shirt the victim was wearing, it's still a testimony that he could become an Eid Zomim on, because we can just say at the time that you claim you saw what you saw, you were with us somewhere else. Now, the Iamitai Inchikuli Hai. What are you going to tell me? People make such big mistakes. That people make mistakes up to 2 hours, close to 2 hours, close to 3 hours. So Chakiros Deis Hashah, this question, this investigatory question, what hour did the event happen? So even if they give it to answer, that's still a testimony that you cannot turn it into a zomim. Because it could very well be. We can say people made a mistake with a couple of hours. They're a couple of hours off. Right? Because let's say he said, it happened in the third hour. Now witnesses come and say, well, in the third hour you were with us. Somewhere else. Yeah, but maybe when he said third hour, really was the fourth hour. He was an hour off. The fourth hour, he was back at that place where he claimed he was and he saw the events. So how do you have an Eid Zomim based on timing, if people are off at their timing. Answer the Gemara, Yevina Lake, who it's a sign. We give them all the possibilities of being off. So, right, if a guy might be off up to 2 hours, so he said something happened in hour number three, the Eid Zomim has to come and say, no, from hour one through hour five, he was with us somewhere else. So even if he's off by 2 hours, even if he's off by 2 hours this way, if he's off by 2 hours that way, whatever it is, he was with us that whole time. And therefore, he's an Eid Zomim. The Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, that according to Ravi, you give, according to Rebbe Meir, he would give a person to make a mistake up to 2 hours. Yavinan Le. Then these second witnesses, right? One witness said it was in the second hour. One witness said it was in the third hour. So now we say, Mitchila Shah Rishon at Sof Chamesh, from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. So if the Mazimim said, you were with us from the beginning of the first hour to the beginning of the fifth hour, so then that's it. Then he is going to be an Eid Zomim. Now really, you would think that we should give even more, right? Because it could be really he meant the beginning of second hour. He said third hour. He really meant the beginning of second hour. And really, he's off. He's off by a couple of hours. Really, it happened. He's off by a couple of hours. So maybe we should say that they have to testify that he was with them from the end of the night. No, that we don't need, because Ben Yomam Lelai Lo Ta'inchi, people are not going to make a mistake between day and night. Rabbi Yehuda Yavinalei, Mitchila Shor, Rishon of Ad, Sof Shishis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one guy saying third hour, one guy saying fifth hour is an okay testimony. So then we would have to say that the Mezimim would have to say, you were with us all the time from the first hour through the sixth hour. Now here too, we should have said that the guy who said third hour, we have to have even earlier that he was with us. But no, again, people are not going to make a mistake between day and night. Now maybe we should also require that the Edom Zomim would say that these guys were with us even later than the seventh hour. But again, as Rabbi Yehuda said, B'chamesh chama b'tzad mizrach, in the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. It's still morning. B'sheva chama b'mariv, in the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. So nobody's going to make a mistake between morning and afternoon. So we don't have to go and say, oh, even that time also, he was with us. Okay, now after we had this discussion about people making mistakes as witnesses, now we bring it back to Masechta Pesachim and the issue of Chametz on Erev Pesach. Yeah, is he a question? When we say Shalosh Sha'ot, well, we said it could be, right? The witness could mean the beginning of the third hour, it could mean the end of the third hour. Yeah, could be. They didn't have minutes, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches, and sundials maybe. I don't think so. No. I wouldn't think so. No. So now we go back to our Mishnah. So now we looked at our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, on Erev, even though Mida Oraisa, it's the beginning of the seventh hour that you need to get rid of the Chametz. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochin Kol Chametz. You can eat Chametz for 5 hours, the first 5 hours of the morning. V'sorfim etchila sheish. You have to burn the Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yudar Marita says no. Right? Why does Rabbi Meir say you have to burn the Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour? Because we're worried a person is going to be an hour off. If we allow him to eat the chametz in the sixth hour, he'll be an hour off. He'll say the seventh hour is the sixth hour, and he'll eat chametz the whole seventh hour. Rabbi Yehuda Marita says, Ochlin kol arba. We let them eat chametz only for the first 4 hours. Tolin kol chamesh. In hour number five, we say, don't eat chametz. You don't have to destroy it yet, but don't eat it. Sorry for mitchila sheish. We burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. So now, Abaye, according to Abaye's first version, Alibad Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, when witnesses are contradicting each other, Amar Ein Adam Tova Lo Klum, they're both going to talk about the same event. People are not going to be off at all with their timing. So if so, Right? Because he said, really the events happened as the second hour was moving into the third hour. So one guy said second, meaning the very end of second. The other guy said third, meaning the beginning of third. People aren't off at all, according to the first version. So if that's the case, so then, Eichel Kulishis. So why are the rabbis saying you have to stop eating chametz early? Eat the full 6 hours. People don't make mistakes. People know their timing. Then at the beginning of the seventh hour, when you're supposed to burn it, you'll burn it. That's question number one. Now, even according to the second version of Abaye, so Amar Adam Toeh Mashu, he said witnesses will be off a little bit in their timing. So then Nechal at Sovshis. So then let them eat the chametz till the end of sixth hour, and then stop. And right? So the Gemara answer another question. Abaye, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye's first interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Adam Toa Chatzisha, person might be off by a half hour. That's what Rabbi Yehuda allows. The witness who says three and the witness who says five to be one witness, to be one testimony. Because really the event happened in the middle of the fourth hour. And the one who said five means the beginning of five, he's a half hour too late. The one who said three means the end of three, he's an half hour too early, because people make mistakes of a half hour according to that idea. So then Nechalatso, according to that version, the Amar that people would make a mistake on a half hour. So Nechal Pagadishis. So then you should be allowed to eat the chametz until half of the sixth hour. So you have a half hour before the seventh hour to stop. Now, according to the second version of Abaye, who said that according to Yehuda, Adam Toa Shav Mashu, person makes a mistake about an hour plus. The Nechalat Sov Chamish, eat till the end of the fifth. And then you'll have the hour, the sixth hour, plus a little bit more, and then you can burn it. So to answer these questions, Amar Abaye, Abaye said there's a difference. All these things I said, the witnesses can be a little bit off because they're really, really saying the same thing. That's about witnesses. Because Eidus Mesurim is reason. Who's going to testify? The very religious people, the very careful people. Testimony about a person's life. If this murder happened, Jack gets killed. So who's going to take that responsibility to testify about somebody? Only somebody who has very, very high, you know, standards of precision and make getting things right. Chametz. But the issue of when to eat chametz, when to stop eating chametz. Lakol masur, that's in everybody's hands. So everybody's deciding whether or not to eat chametz. So chametz is something in everybody's hands. So then we have to be more careful. So we can't say, oh, they might be a little bit off. They might be much more off. Because when you deal with testimony, how much would a witness get wrong? A little bit he'll get wrong. We'll get a lot wrong. You deal with a regular guy, who knows how much you'll get wrong? He might be thinking it's hour seven when it's hour six. You have to do much more with regular people. Yeah. Okay. Similar questions. Rava, leave it to Rabbi Meir. Rava's interpretation of Rabbi Meir is Amar, he holds Adam Toeh. Person might make a mistake of Shtei Shos Chaser Mashu, of up to 2 hours. Almost 2 hours. So then, if that's the case, if people might make a mistake of up to 2 hours, itchilas chamesh lo nechol. Then we should say that from the beginning of the fifth hour, you shouldn't be able to eat chametz. Because a person might think, at the seventh hour is really the fifth hour, because people make a mistake for up to 2 hours, and he might still be eating the chametz. So why does Rabbi Meir allow you to eat chametz in the fifth hour? Again, Rabbi Meir allows you to eat chametz in the fifth hour. My answers. Rav will tell you, Chamesh in the fifth hour, even though according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rav's explanation, people make a mistake of up to 2 hours. Yeah, but that's between hour three and hour five, not between hour five and hour seven. Chamesh in the hour five, Chama b'Mizrach, the sun is in the east, it's morning. Sheva in hour seven, Chama b'Mayrav, the sun is in the west, it's afternoon. So if the Torah said, get rid of the chametz, namely in the afternoon, no one's going to think, oh, it's really fifth hour now, I can still eat it. They see that now the sun is in the afternoon, it's in the west. Yachi, if you're saying that you're so sure that people know the difference between morning and afternoon, Why does Rabbi Meir say you can eat the chametz for 5 hours? In the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn it. Eat the chametz for 6 hours because it's not yet afternoon. That sixth hour, Rabbi Meir says you have to burn the chametz. Yom b'karna sakai. The sun is in the middle. So if the sun is in the middle of the sky, we're not sure if people get confused there, whether it's still on the morning side or on the afternoon side. So there, people might confuse afternoon with morning. And there, Rabbi Meir says you have to burn the chametz. Now, Rava Libud Rabbi Yehuda, Rava according to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Adam Torah Shalosh Chaser Mashu. He says that a person might make a mistake of up to 3 hours, a little bit off 3 hours. And Mitzchilas Arbelo Nechov, already from the beginning of the fourth hour, we shouldn't be allowing people to eat the chametz. So look at my answers. Chamesh Chametz B'Mizrach. In the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. Sheva, the seventh hour when it's not allowed, Chametz B'Mayrav. Then the sun is already in the west. So everybody knows the difference between morning and afternoon, between 5 and 7. So certainly Kol Shekein Arba, certainly fourth hour, people know fourth hour is morning. So that they're not going to confuse with afternoon. Yachi, if that's the case, Chamesh Nami Nechol. So then you should be allowed to eat in the fifth hour. So Tirgma Abaye Liba de Rava, Abaye stepped in to give the answer according to Rava, the same answer Abaye himself gave, which was, there's a difference between witnesses and chametz. Said Abaye, there's a difference. When would Rava say, according to Yehuda, people might make a mistake of up to 3 hours? That's when it talks about edus, testimony, which is Masur Lazar's reason, which is given to people who are very passionate and careful and particular and precise. But chametz, lakol masur. Chametz was given to everybody. So not everybody's so careful. Since not everybody's so careful, they're not so careful, therefore, people might make a mistake between fifth hour and seventh hour. Between fourth hour and seventh hour, that's such a big difference. They know, okay, this is not, they're not going to get confused between those things. No one's going to think that hour seven is really hour four. But to think that hour seven is really hour five, people might make a mistake. They're talking about everybody. He doesn't talk about everybody, therefore they made a decree that you can't eat chametz already in the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem will continue at this point tomorrow.